The Purple Project Podcast, folks, rolling into a snowy edition of the podcast. Well, not exactly snowing as I'm recording this morning on February 24th, 2022. I'm Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, the latest NK State athletics. I'm hoping this will go out tonight as I'm going to be doing the Class 1A tournament postseason, focusing on Flint Hills Christian basketball team starting tonight through Saturday. I'm not sure how Friday is going to go yet, obviously, with not only just with the teams, but also myself as well, with me going down to Stillwater for the Stilly 5K/half marathon, which I'm slated to actually do the 5K instead of the half marathon, obviously, because of the tournament going on. These are simultaneously going to be happening this weekend. Why couldn't this happen last week instead of this? Is making this a little bit difficult, but regardless, I will bookend the tournament for sure. I just don't know how Friday's going to go yet, so we'll see what happens. Mainly tonight, because the boys play at 5:30 against Newton, and the girls play a team that just really played yesterday, but time difference a few weeks ago in the Liberty team, who's out of Topeka, Kansas. So we'll just see what happens there. And by the time you're listening to this, the boys game will be about to tip off. Okay, so switching from Flint Hills Christian basketball to the K-State women's basketball last night. And yeah, I just feel to me that, yeah, that hot start that K-State, this Jeff Mitty team has been riding that hot start. And they're going kind of in a little bit. Yes, they've been tough at home. I've said that numerous times on this podcast. But I feel like just watching that game, just watching really the last few games. Yes, the defense is stout at home, but just look at the last two games in general. You just got a feeling that they're just clinging on the tail end of the rope, you will. But last night's game was definitely a physical game between the Texas Longhorns, who came into Bramlage last night, 11th ranked in the country. And K-State really was fighting an uphill battle throughout this game. They trailed right out of the gate. In the first quarter, Texas blitzed them 20-9 after the first quarter. That was pretty much the difference in this game. First quarter, uphill battle. When you fall behind like that, it's really hard to catch up. And for K-State women, they really fought hard in this game. But at the end of the day, that was a difference maker, as really tied in the second quarter, 14-all. K-State little cut the lead to 5 in the third quarter there. Went on a little bit of a run, 7-0 run there to cut that lead to 5 there. They won the third quarter 16-13. And then Texas 15-12. Hey, if you hold serve in that first quarter, you have a chance to win this ball game. And they did not do that in this game. So you fall behind this game, and that was the difference maker there in the game, really. So K-State loses at home to Texas last night. Serena Sundell led the way for the Lady Cats in this one, 16. She's been trying to also fighting an uphill battle, trying to get back right after kind of being nicked up for a while there. 16 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. All-American candidate Ayoka Lee, only 10 points in this one. 5 rebounds and foul trouble was the story of this game for really her and Briley Glenn Jeff Mitty carries a 4-guard lineup here, and Briley Glenn fouled out of this game, only 4 points. Emily Ebert had a decent game, 7 points, 2 rebounds, and she hit one of only 2 3-point shots for K-State. K-State has really struggled from downtown last several games. I know they were like, what, some 1 of 22 at Lawrence week and a half ago, two weeks ago now. And then, of course, Oklahoma State kind of struggled there as well. And they turn around here, 2 of 11. Simone Goodrich, 6 off the bench. She was kind of that spark plug. She's been playing really good basketball off the bench. We've been seeing her minutes really rise here. And Laura Mackey added, she was on the floor for 13 minutes, and I believe she added 4 as well. But, yeah, the storyline here, yeah, I mean, Jeff May talked about fishing quarters. The third quarter was costly. Well, toward the end of the third quarter, it was costly because K-State cut the lead, and then really 2 minutes in, I thought, okay, you know, Simone Goodrich knocked down a couple of free throws, getting to the line. I'm like, all right, the lead was actually was really cut to 4. 49-45 with 8:20 to go, something like that in this game. I'm like, okay, plenty of time. You get stops on the other end. You got to hit you with this basketball game, despite a slow starting out the gate really slow. Texas turned it on. I mean, Texas had an answer every single time that K-State made a run. Texas just punches right back at you, and that last run right there to balloon the lead like 52-45. That was the dagger. That was the dagger there to seal any fate for K-State to rally in his basketball game. So kind of a look around at the Big 12, because it was busy in the women's side last night. Baylor survived Oklahoma State 65-58. Baylor, number 15 in the country. Again, we're talking about the women's side here on the Purple Project podcast. Oklahoma all over TCU 92-57. Oklahoma is 20th in the nation. Iowa State bounced Kansas 85-59. Iowa State just cruising on the road in Lawrence there. Iowa State, number 19 in the country there. West Virginia winning by 11 against Texas Tech 73-62, which sets the standings up there. I said yesterday on the Pro Project Podcast Daily, K-State, a huge game. K-State would have won this game. They would have probably tied Texas, maybe jumped them. But instead with, I believe, if I want to double check here to make sure here, Oklahoma, West Virginia, K-State on the road, finishing up at TCU. 3 games left for K-State women on in their campaign. There they have 2 out of 3 on the road there, and they got to go to Norman on Saturday. That's their next. Wait a minute, I had it here for a second here. Hang on 1 second. Oh, there we go. So now they go on the road, 4 o'clock afternoon tip, 4 o'clock in Norman, Ayoka Lee. Last time, obviously, they played Oklahoma, had that huge history-making game, 61 points. And the way the Oklahoma's playing, we'll see if they definitely are going to adjust there. You've been seeing that lately there. Ayoka Lee, no double-double in this game last night against 11th-ranked Texas. And this has been a well-balanced conference here. K-State's not careful. West Virginia, obviously, I know it's 3 games to go, and West Virginia is 5-10 conference play, but better not be too careful here. K-State trying to finish here. On the other side of 500 here, you have 5 teams in double digits in the conference. You still have Baylor and Iowa State tied, 12-3. Oklahoma, KU falling last night, and now Texas joins the party at 10-5. K-State women now 8-7 in the Big 12 play in 2021-22, and it dropped to 18-9 on the season. Still a chance for 20 wins in the regular season. They're going to have to win 2 out of 3, obviously, to do that. And who knows? Maybe they can get on the road and possibly sweep Oklahoma. We'll see what happens there. Oklahoma has been on the back end of the top 20 all season long. Not saying they're a bad team, but if you're a top 25 team, how did you let Lee just dominate you the first time around? So that's going to be definitely story number one on Saturday, how they defend her. But, yeah, K-State here, yeah, you get the 20 wins, you're going to have to win 2 out of the near next 3, and that's obviously the last 3 games of the season. And if the Big 12 tourney were to start today, yeah, they'll be playing KU. And I mentioned that already, the team that is really giving you trouble all year long. They split the season series, but that's not finalized yet. So K-State's still in the hunt. I mean, it's still tight. between Oklahoma and K-State in the Big 12 conference standing. So anything can happen here with the next three games. But K-State's going to have to make something happen. And all starts this weekend against Oklahoma, 20th ranked team in the country. Again, K-State losing last night in Bramlage to Texas by 11. The Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it for right now on this prime time edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Daily. Again, stay tuned for episode 88 of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly Edition coming out tomorrow night. Go Cats. This is Eddie Greer III. Appreciate y'all. So continue to spread the word about this K-State podcast. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.